Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Good evening, bottom feeders and underachievers. It's time to get some merriment in your life. Kick back, sit tight, relax, pour yourself something to fucking drink. Get a snack, if you will. It's time for the weekend. I am your host, Justin, as always, joined by...
Mike.
Kyle.
Vin.
And Joe.
I'm drinking alcohol.
Yes, I am. It's my bachelor week, so...
Oh, that's right. She bought Flat Joe.
Oh, Babs out? Flat
Joey's in Disney.
You know how we do on this show. Silly questions, silly answers. Most of us overthink them and overdo them. So, here we go. Mike, let's start strong with your question du jour, sir.
Okay, I'm not sure if everybody wants to follow me on this one. Mine was inspired by my answer after watching. What character in any story deserves the most pity? Anybody want to throw theirs out first? Or do you want to just follow Smoke?
I mean, I'll go first. Charlie Bucket.
Life is pitiful.
Hear me out. It starts off real shitty, right? His dad's probably dead. Mom's working herself to the bone. Has a bunch of mooch relatives. One that clearly was okay and was just like living the life. Then you think everything's cool because he gets a chocolate factory. But that might be the biggest fuck you to Charlie Bucket in the entire story. Charlie's what? 14?
I think younger.
Yeah, younger.
12? Okay, let's say 12. Charlie's 12, and he gets handed a fucking chocolate factory. With a bunch of mythical creatures that only work for one man. I'm sure that's going to become a fucking issue. The complete lack of magic. Right? And the fact that all of Wonka's competitors are going to smell blood in the fucking water when they realize a 12-year-old is running that company.
Do you think Wonka just abandons him, or do you think he takes him under his wing
I think Wonka pulls a fucking Santa Claus and turns into dust. And he's just like, poof, gone.
That would be mentor.
That would be cruel, although knowing what we do about the man, I wouldn't put it past him.
That's right.
He probably promised his Oompa Loompa wife that he would retire after the contest and go back to Loompa Land and have Oompa Loompa orgies on Benjamin Public.
Oompa orgies. You know he was tagging a Oompa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know he gives it good, but he wouldn't sing and dance all day if he wasn't slinging dick like the fucking doctor.
He's a good height and they're tiny. You know he's hitting bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Throwing them candy at the end, like, instead of cash, he's just like, here, clean yourself up. The golden ticket to wipe stuff off their face.
This is for cab fare.
Yeah.
This is for boat fare. Take it back to the chocolate river.
Thanks, sweet cheeks.
They named the everlasting like gobstopper after him. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Scrum diddlyumptious.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Bucket got fucked.
His woman's the everlasting knob stopper.
Yeah.
He likes to taste the snozzberries.
Mm-hmm. You know that is dick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Has to be.
No, it is. Like, there's another Roald Dahl book where a snoz is referenced to be a unit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's an in-joke. Snozzberries, that's dick fruit.
Oh, that's weird. So we had kids licking the wall of dick.
Mm-hmm. Let that seep in.
There's Grandpa Joe just licking his chops looking for something to drink.
See, this
Charlie, drink the bubbly, Charlie.
Charlie also has a really bad tooth. Grandpa Joe says he hasn't been out of bed for how many years?
pretty long fucking time.
Yeah. How do they go to the bathroom if they haven't been out of bed? So that house must stink like shit.
They got bedpans. Like, they all have, like, hopefully they each have their own bedpans.
Charlie's a piss boy.
Yeah. Lonely piss boy.
Piss boy.
What is it? He's an alcoholic, right? Grandpa Joe? That motherfucker. What is it? They don't say?
He's just lazy.
Mm-hmm. He's just lazy. Yeah, well, that motherfucker definitely gets up to get some booze because his legs didn't atrophy. There's no way he'd be able to walk, let alone go around an entire circus act of a chocolate factory.
Charlie and his mom are too fucking exhausted to get up in the middle of the night when they're all fucking smoking stogies, playing cribbage, dancing around the fucking living room like, fuck them.
They deserve it. They're enablers.
Yeah. Oh, he can't handle it, you know, 12 hours a day, but at night...
No, I think they're all like that. And he was just the one who, like, got the fucking short straw. Like, listen, kid's about to come into it. You, we nominate you to fucking get up and be the one.
No, you know what, he saw the opportunity. He popped up and took advantage of it.
I also just realized this.
I think it was just because he worked for Wonka. Well,
did they mention that in the original?
Not in the original. No. No.
I thought they did.
I only remember that in the Tim Burton.
Yeah. Here's something about the original that literally just popped in my mind. So Grandpa Joe has been in bed for a very long time.
Yeah.
He gives Charlie a chocolate bar for his birthday. A, he had the money. How did he get the money?
He had the bar, yeah.
Where do you get the bar?
See?
Uh-huh.
They're all horrible people.
He's a creature of the night. He goes around giving hand jobs outside the bar and buys chocolate bars as soon as they open before Charlie wakes up.
Refused to believe yet. I'm out of that bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still, I don't think Charlie's the worst. Who wants next?
You know what? I'll go. Shooter McGavin.
Oh.
Real.
That guy paid his dues. I've been golfing a lot lately. I've golfed about 5 times in the past 2 years. Okay? It is so hard.
Yeah.
This asshole, Happy Gilmore, just picks it up one day, and he gets the gold jacket, and Shooter puts in the time. It stinks, man. You know, now he's going to wait till next year.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
You know?
Yeah.
Golf golden boy. Imagine, like, Tiger Woods, like, he's doing great, he's doing his little golf tricks, all of a sudden...
John Daly comes along.
Yeah, and he's doing like crazier tricks on like a motorcycle, and he outdrives everybody. That's great. And Tiger Woods, his fall's different. He just has a mental breakdown because he loses to this noob.
I feel like Tiger would kind of the wherewithal to keep it together and just be like, it'll be my year next year. He won't actively instigate this new gun.
Temperamentally, yes. But I have nothing else to compare it to.
He'd get a, it's too bad, bro, out of me. Not pity. That's unfortunate.
I know. He would laugh all the way on his like bus full of women back to the hotel room. Like, God damn. That guy's so good, but whatever. I'll get him next year.
All you Norwegian models.
Yeah.
There's a line in that movie that hits different as an adult now. When Happy Gilmore says, you know, the sad thing is you've been playing golf your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started playing when I was in middle school. So now, I mean, I don't play a lot. I play like once a year now. But watching that movie now, it actually like hurts. Because I still suck.
Happy Gilmore is not the hero of that story. He's not a good person.
No. That movie has no heroes.
Grandma.
He throws French fries at a crazy lady.
Yeah. Grandma's a victim. Chubbs.
Chubbs
is a victim.
Also a victim.
Well, Grandma, she's actually a patriot. She didn't pay her taxes. She's a Tea Party member.
The Alex Jones fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mr. Pravda. Like,
Wile E. Coyote. What the fuck has he been trying to eat for 70 years?
Not a bad choice, but he pisses all of his money away on the same company's horrible products.
He's their best customer. But he just knows, I think they're the only ones that will give him a line of credit.
I do feel bad.
What was about?
Yeah, I do feel bad that as soon as he tries to sue them, it gets shut down.
Mm-hmm. How much fucking credit did Acme give him? Because those devices are not fucking cheap to begin with.
For over 70 years of freaking...
Yeah. Lasers.
All that stuff.
Rockets.
The pulley systems bombs. Alone are in the thousands.
Well, they already showed his day job. He watches sheep. He does the sheep thing with, what, Ralph with the dog?
That's a different
job?
Guy. That's a different dude.
That's...
Yeah. Dude. That's not Wile E. Coyote. I just read something recently. It's a totally different dog-type creature.
What is his name? Ralph? No. Oh, yeah.
Shithouse.
Not yeah.
Him. He takes it to latrine.
It's a good change.
It's a good change. I always want to marry a cop.
All right, Kyle. I would say the best friend / unrequited love.
In general. In any movie?
In any story, that's the character that deserves the most pity. But,
hold on.
To actually answer the question.
Time out. Time out.
What?
Time out.
What?
How does that shit feel, Michael?
When you get an answer you don't expect?
No. When you get the Kyle answer because you didn't, like, lay out every minute fucking detail of something, he's a complete scumbag.
It did make me realize...
I'm glad you're in this mood already, Justin, because it's not going to get better.
I did word it oddly. I put too much faith in the answerers. I really did.
My actual answer to this question... is Chucky from Rugrats. He's still a child. He's the second oldest child in that group of friends. His mom passed away when he was a baby. His dad never mourned properly. His best friend constantly wants to get him into trouble, and he never wants to do it, but always gets sucked into it. And because his dad is so emotionally attached to the only friends he has left in life, he can never really escape his bully. He's constantly with his bully because his dad keeps going back to that same one group of friends.
It's pretty fucking tragic.
The mom thing, the mom scene where they remember her is fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Good thing I ever
seen. I almost picked Charlie Bucket, but I figured somebody else was going to pick it, so.
Okay. I'd say out of all the choices, yours runs closest to mine as far as misfortunate stories. Scotty Lundegaard. Now, you might not know that name, but when I lay it out, if you've seen the movie, you will agree that the kid from Fargo got the rawest fucking deal ever.
Ouch.
Yeah.
His dad hired a bunch of sociopaths to kidnap his mom, and results in his grandfather dying, his mom being killed, his dad going to jail. The only person that's there to be responsible for him anymore is his dad's fucking banker. Maybe he gets shipped off to a different family. And his dad's such a lowlife that after the whole thing is put into motion and someone asks him, oh, what's Scotty going to be doing while the mom is still kidnapped and they don't know if she's dead? That's when his dad thinks, oh, I have a son that might be affected by this.
Wow.
Do you think that's a villain or a hero origin story?
Well, he's going to get a lot of money because his grandfather was rich as fuck. So it could go either way. He was into polka.
I mean, in that isolated setting, I almost feel like it has to be villain, right?
Yeah, I'd see villain.
Mm-hmm. That kid's nemesis.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Nemesis.
He's going to take that money, buy a lot of really skin-tight white clothing, and blow up an entire city.
Great fucking comic, by the way.
Yes. Coen Brothers style.
Mm-hmm. Someone's going in a giant white wood chipper.
Uh-huh, and there's going to be a lot of amazing dialogue
and awkward situations.
Yep.
Okay.
Alright.
You can see where that question came from.
When the fuck did you watch Fargo the other day?
Like a week or so ago.
It's not a movie I just randomly like, oh, I'm going to throw that on.
There's such great performances in it, I will throw it on every once in a while. Because it's a dark comedy when you think about it.
Yeah. Dark.
Yeah. Everything dark. William H. Macy does in it is funny. It's like it's crimson, but it's funny.
Pick a movie from any time before 1995 and give it a 2024 reboot.
I wrote three paragraphs. Again, I don't know if you want to follow me.
I'll start with this one because I actually took this question seriously.
That's a change.
All right. I'm making a remake of Blank Check from 1994.
Oof.
Because now, $1 million check is not enough. This kid is going to make himself a multi-billionaire capable of buying everything from real estate all over the fucking place to electronics, multiple local businesses, and even, at the peak of the movie, a fucking sports team.
Do you still have the problematic FBI agent tongue-kissing a 12-year-old?
I don't know if it's going to be an FBI agent. There's a lot of ways you could go with it at this point in the story. It could be a fucking cheerleader for the sports team he buys.
Good.
I mean, if he's that rich, he could just rent a prostitute.
he could have done that when he had a million dollars.
Yeah, back then. It was the whole, like, she was an agent assigned to his case.
Okay.
And even so, she still plants one on him at the end. Like, this is good for you, kid.
It was like more of a cutesy kiss. They didn't open mouth. It was like a promise.
Go back and watch it, sir.
It's still on the lips. It's okay. It's on the
no,
lips.
It's not a little.
There's no tongue.
Michael, it's not a peck.
That's not a peck, no.
It's not.
They're French, though.
Yes, they do. She doesn't like full on, like, ah. But there's like. There is lip dancing.
How long does it hold for?
Long enough. Long enough to, now that I'm an adult, be really fucking uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, but you're telling me if you were 12 years old and Kennedy...
I'm not saying that the it's not the situation itself. It's the role she is. If she wasn't a federal agent, if she was just some fucking street-walking whore that he was, like, trying to pretty woman, fine. But, like...
Even that's not fine.
It's much better. Like there's mental reasons. She's a whore, so she probably, you know, had a rough upbringing. Maybe she was introduced to older people, and like it's a whole fucking psychological fuck up thing.
I'm just prostitute. Odds are she was abused. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
All right. That's a good choice, Kyle.
That's good.
Thanks.
I went with Three Ninjas. But in the 2024 remake, they're orphans. And they become legit trained assassins. And they gun down the dude responsible for making them orphans.
It's not very ninja-y.
Well, they're ninja. Well, I gun down, I mean, like, they physically take out. They don't use guns. Okay.
So does it start with a flashback then?
Yeah, it's probably going to start with like a flashback to the grandfather and someone who should be of Asian descent, not Leslie Nielsen. And there's like familial blood issues, and it comes down to eventually that the kid's parents get murked, the grandfather. He trains them for a while and then, sends them out on missions, and then the non-Leslie Nielsen character comes and kills the grandfather, so they come back and it's like double fucked because they lose their grandfather too, and then they're just filled with rage.
It's bleak.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Who's next?
Okay. Both of you guys did remakes. The question was a reboot. So I'm rebooting Wayne's World. So, you know, since we live in the age of, you know, online digital videos, Wayne and Garth find out that their old TV show went viral, and they're trying to, like, grasp with this whole new concept of being famous on the internet. And there's also a bunch of people who are trying to copycat, so they're trying to keep up with them. Meanwhile, like, Cassandra is a big record executive now, but something happens where a video scandal threatens to cancel Wayne's show, and Wayne and Garth must pull off the most excellent redemption to save their careers and their friendship. They almost get Me Too'd.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You think about it, like, all this stuff, you know, back then.
Yeah, I don't think they could do Schwing nowadays and get away with it.
Not without doing it to, like, all genders.
Mm-hmm. But it'll never happen because Dana Carvey and Mike Myers don't like each other.
Wonder why.
Vin, it's your turn.
This is an obvious one. Time Cop. Reboot that ship. I really don't have, like, an idea for it other than just, like, just reestablish the entire department. Whole new storyline. Maybe, like, I don't know. Van Damme's obviously not in it. Too old. I want an American. I'd go The Rock, obviously, to supplant my likeness in the character.
So Jean-Claude Van Damme is too old, but you're going to cast 52-year-old Dwayne Johnston.
Well, I think there's a biological age versus body age, and I think The Rock's body age is about 38.
It's fair, but if you're going to look to get more movies than one, I would go someone a little younger, maybe, to maintain the franchise.
Well, The Rock is kind of a franchise killer right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Cruise.
Miles Teller.
Two horrible choices. Ryan Gosling.
You gotta think, Tom Cruise, he's probably doing whatever he can with Scientology to maintain his youth.
He's still the opposite direction.
Momoa.
Sure. There you go. There's your Samoan.
No, Momoa. He wouldn't make my cut.
That's, you know, you have a thing against him, don't you?
I just don't think he's a good actor. I think he's a bro. But when it comes to, like, acting, I don't get it. Like, Khal Drogo is good because he just made grunt noises and made up language. Sometimes. But mostly just grunts. But yeah, Tom Cruise, Time Cop.
What about Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan would be awesome.
I don't think he would do it because he did Fahrenheit 451. And I think he did another, like, futuristic cop movie. I don't think he would do it.
I think he'd do it.
Wesley Snipes.
No. Put a good script in front of Michael B. Jordan, you get that star power. You could have a hit.
Ben, you're not good at this game.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren's the villain. Good job, though. I'm glad. I like where your head's at. Your hive mind?
I guess.
On to me now?
Yeah. Before he cast Paul Newman.
The lifeless body of Paul Newman. I want a deep sequel / reboot of Labyrinth.
Ooh, Ziggy Stardust thrusted in spandex.
Sarah's life hasn't been close to storybook since her time in the Goblin Kingdom. Her brother Toby, will be played by James McAvoy, even though the age doesn't quite line up, he can play a little younger, has had recurring mental issues that she's been blamed for, since she's the only one who believes his stories about creatures trying to kidnap him, even though there's no way he should remember that. She's long since divorced, with no relationship prospects in years, and a daughter who's showing the same attitude she did as a kid, with both their reliance on modern technology making them less creative and adept at facing the challenges of the labyrinth. Neither one is a match for the new mysterious Goblin King. Luckily, they've both been pulled into the world of magic and mystery. Unluckily, they've been split up and must reunite to truly begin their journey. Once back together, they meet old friends and new along the way. This is incredibly important, since the challenges they face are even more dark and twisted than she encountered decades ago. After making their way to the end, they demand to face their captor. This is when it's revealed that it's her brother, Toby, who is the new Goblin King, since he's been kidnapped multiple times over the years and returned. He's absorbed so much dark goblin magic, he has taken over as the Goblin King. Sarah must decide if she will claim this power for her own, convince her daughter to against making taking the place from some mischievous minions, allow her brother to be swallowed by this land of insanity, or come up with a solution to save them all. And yes, giant cod pieces.
Sweet.
For everyone.
It's a must.
Who's taking over?
Who's the new bad guy?
Where?
Well, it's McAvoy. He's revealed in the end.
Oh, okay. You're going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want him to play a really flamboyant split type character.
He's a good actor. He could do it. Okay. Top three superpowers that are more of a curse than a power.
It's going to be a lot of overlap here.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're definitely going to have some overlap.
All right. I went with telepathy.
Same.
Same.
Super hearing.
Same.
Yeah. And invulnerability.
I didn't, but I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I can too.
Because you better hope you got a super heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are impervious to all sicknesses.
Yes.
Like, say, cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah. The only difference for me is flight. Now, let's say you, even if you can control it, the speed and the landing and whatnot, you'd have to wear some kind of goggles or something, some kind of facial covering. That'd be really annoying. It would get all foggy in there because you don't want to catch a fly in the face going 100 miles an hour.
We or a bird.
We went over this on Can't Stop the Rope Drop the other night. Mike asked a similar question. And they all got a deep look inside of my brain on why the power of flight absolutely terrifies the shit out of me.
Your answer was odd. Your reasoning, I didn't quite agree with.
Terrible things can happen. My brain's too scattered to control something like that. And I'm all the way up there, and I have a fucking panic attack. I am now all the way down there.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So fuck that.
You have a natural fear of heights, right?
That too.
Just get in the ground. You're still flying if you're 5 feet off the ground.
At 40, I have a natural fear of everything.
Getting out of the shower is a really scary superpower.
Yeah. I'm at the point of my life where I don't want to live anymore, but I'm also terrified of dying. So there's that conundrum that is me every day.
You want a hug?
Yeah, those help.
Joe.
Yeah?
You're on it.
Hugging?
I got you, Justin. Joe's hug's on the way.
Thanks, Joe. Joe, it could also be your turn.
So my other two, because I also had telepathy. Because it was fresh in my mind from X-Men, Rogue's superpower of being able, not being able to touch somebody, but when she kind of absorbs their life force. That's a huge curse. And then This one was inspired by Doctor Who. Immortality. The character of me when she outlives everybody she loved.
Yeah, to counter Justin's perspective that he just said, like, immortality is a scary notion on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. Like, the part in that Doctor Who episode where she writes the journals of her past lives and all the people that she had in her life. And
I didn't say I wanted to be immortal. If that's what you got from that, you weren't listening.
No, there's a flip side to living forever. Like, mm-hmm. the fears that come with that, as opposed to the fears of dying.
When everybody's gone, you're there.
I just want to live long enough to not want to live anymore. Like, literally, like, my body's failing. More than it is now.
I don't want to live to the point that my body is failing. That sounds like a miserable fucking existence.
Well, I want to live during it. Like, as soon as it really starts. As soon as I hit a point of no return. Then yeah.
As soon as you're like, eh.
Yeah.
You want to be able to pull your own parachute?
Basically.
But the opposite.
Yeah. If I can't stand up, game over.
Fair.
That's fucking rough, dude. A lot of shit can do that in like a fucking second.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, not to mention, before you get there to not being able to get up, you'll have those moments where you're rocking to get momentum to get up.
I do that
and
now.
And then one day, you're just like, fuck.
I've been rocking for the last 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I just look like I'm autistic right now. What the fuck? I know myself, I'll keep moving the end zone. I'll be like, all right, I can't stand up, but like, I can push myself up. My arms are still strong enough. And then the day comes where they're not strong enough. Oh, you know, I could put on like really advanced VR now and go into some Black Mirror type shit. That's fun.
We just got morbid.
Yeah.
Sorry for being downers, kids, but this is life. Whose turn is that?
Did you say your third one?
Yeah, it was telepathy.
Oh.
Finn?
Me?
Yeah.
I went with Rogues also, because I was watching hella X-Men today. But then I deviated a little bit. The guy from The Boys who can just grow his wiener.
Yeah.
That's gotta be a curse. Oh, do your trick. It's like, I'm a person too. And then,
if it's got a minimum size, that can't be that bad.
How?
Like, if it never goes down under like 2 feet, then yeah, that would suck.
How arduous of a task is coming?
Well, that brings me to my third one, Ejac on Command. Now, I know you're thinking, Finn, why would you make that up? I didn't. When I worked in a warehouse back in the day, a friend of mine, I asked him, what would your superpower be? And he's like, without hesitation, I'd come on demand. And I'm just like, it was James. I'm just like, why would you do that? And he's just like, because I do what I want. I'm like, come commander is what he called himself.
This guy out-Vinny'd Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming on a command is such a fucking lame-ass superpower, but it would be so helpful against stopping criminals. Because, like, you whip your dick out, and you nut, and they're like, what the fuck? And then you'd, like, nut again, and they're, by that time, the cops are there.
Oh, it's like a scar-based moment?
You can only do it one or two times before you're just, you're a sexual predator now. You are now... You have to register every town you're in.
Maybe the cops use them. Right. Maybe the cops use them like a canine. They're like, let the dick out.
How about you can do it so quickly and so much that it just fills your pants up, and like you're standing in front of the criminal, and it's just dripping. You're wearing shorts. It just starts dripping down your leg. You never have to take it out. So it just pumps down your leg. And
well,
like,
here, hold
what
on though.
Fucking going on here.
You can nut on command, but like. By the second or third nut, it's the consistency's not the same.
Well, you got to figure it's like any muscle. Like you think about the Chronicle, the more you do it, probably the better he gets at it, the more he can do.
Yeah, but he can't, like, his ball sack's still the same ball sack. Like, it can only produce so much. He can spurt shit. It's just, like, by the third one, it does not look the same.
Listen, super sack, dude.
Your ball sack doesn't produce the semen. Your ball sack produces the sperm.
Right.
The semen comes from somewhere else. So that
can well, it's fluid. It's a yeah. mixture of fluid between your ball sack and your prostate.
Yeah. Yeah. Seminal fluid. Now,
it won't be white.
This guy would be my chief, like, what is it? Interrogator. You know? You gotta think he's gonna waterboard you.
Oh,
or just the drop on the forehead.
You didn't say how much, too.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that falls under cruel and unusual.
You know what, dude? I take this one back. I don't want this one to be my curse. This is actually a good one.
You can make a career out of that very easily.
You really could.
Dude, multiple. Side, multiple
like,
careers.
We need you. This guy can't get it up. And you're like, I'll be there in a minute.
Well, Thomas Anderson made a whole movie about this.
Yeah. That's my TED Talk.
Thanks for that. That leaves Kyle.
Yeah, I should have done the hearing one too, but I didn't. Telepathy was on my list. Super strength, because I don't think I'd be able to control it, and especially around my kids, I would be, like, terrified. Yeah. And then the last one is superior intelligence, because the older I get, the more I realize that, like, I don't think I'm that smart of a person, and then I go out in the world. If I had superior intelligence, I would probably never want to talk to another person ever again.
Now you know what it's like for me.
And, and for someone struggle. Who enjoys social interaction as much as I do, like, I would never be able to go on social media. I would not be able to talk to most of the people I work with. I would, you know what I mean? Like, I would just be miserable all the time.
Well, you'd be in your laboratory, your library, like a dweeb.
And if everyone knew you were that smart, they'd go to you with everything. So it would be that level of annoyance. Stupid-ass questions that are so minuscule, so pointless to you.
Yeah, but
answer in a second.
You're that smart that you can, like, set up booby traps that'll make it look like a natural death.
You'd instantly become a villain. You'd have to be the villain.
But you only become the villain out of necessity.
You only do that a few times.
Yeah, but, like, then the legend grows. They're like, yo, you can't go to old man Hauser's house because, like, you know, people go there with questions and, like, fucking tree branches fall out of the fucking sky and impale them and natural
He's
causes, you know?
Walk a house of horrors.
Right.
Maybe some Olympus. I don't know.
He's like what the Onceler in the Lorax.
What if you got so smart that you would actually start to appreciate the simplicity of morons? Like, the dumbest person you run into, you'd be like, no, I want to hang out with you because you're never going to ask me a question. We'll just sit here and look at the sun coming up and we'll go blind together.
You find me someone that's blissfully stupid, I'm going to agree with you.
Well, I think it would have to be like a diagnosis. You know, like, yeah. I think I would, if that was the case, I'd be hanging out with a specific group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, all live in the same kind of building.
Doctors. Yeah.
Just to circle back for a second, looking at the sun, that's very good for you. It's called sun gazing at sunrise and sunset, as long as your feet are connected to the earth. Namaste.
All right. Let's try to turn this thing around into a happier time. What's your top three accents that you find attractive? Mr. Pravdo.
Should I just go through all three?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. One, Swiss. Because, like, Swiss girls, you either have, like, there's no happy medium. You either have butt ugly or super hot.
Okay.
And my God, super hot Swiss girl talking to you? Fuck yeah. Italian, is, you know, come on. And proper English. I don't know what it is. I would love, if I was a single man, I would love to bang a freaking English girl.
You want a nanny, don't you? You want to be nanny?
No, no.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I don't know. There's just something about that accent. It's just,
you want a poon full of sugar. Write that down. That's an option.
I'll go next. Australian?
Yeah. No.
Every time Chili talks on Bluey, it moves a little.
There's more that are annoying when
no,
it comes to Australia.
I fuck, there's something about the Australian accent.
When it gets up like this, nah, I can't do it. Uh-huh.
It's fine. It's fine.
You had an argument? Oi, what the fuck is the matter with you? You a dango? You knobble?
Second is Canadian.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. French Canadian.
Ooh. Like fucking Annika from like Letterkenny?
Yeah.
Quebecois?
Yeah. Fucking love it. Love it. And third, it's making me laugh because Joe said British, proper British. I prefer Cockney.
Oh. What is wrong with your mind? All of those are
I've established.
There's no way those were real answers. No way those were real answers.
They're my real answers.
No, so no way.
We're going to avoid falling in a hole and I'm going to fuck your brains out.
Let me get that cock over here.
Call me cum commander.
Yeah, Aussies. No.
Everything in the outback will try to kill you.
I love the fucking Australian accent, man.
Even my fuzzy koala.
I love it.
Wasn't there like that super hot chick that was Australian from like Road Rules or one of them?
Probably.
She had an Australian accent. She was hot.
Ooh, the chick from whatchamacallit?
Nope.
The one with Owen Wilson, Jason Sudeikis, Farrelly Brothers. What is it? Hall Pass.
The Isla Fisher?
No. Super blonde chick. She's another shit too.
Like we watched the first Transformers again the other day. The blonde chick in there. Oh.
No.
Pretty sure she's British.
She was not. That was an Australian accent, sir.
She was hot.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Good day. Mm-hmm. That was Joe. That was me. Kyle.
I like the little elephant sculptures, wooden lanterns, and then a nice dining table runner.
You get turned on by a table runner?
Like the table runner down the middle of the table. I think it adds a lot to the room.
Like with or without the tassel?
Well, I mean, I don't really like the ones with the tassels as much. I like the solid table runner. Especially the ones you could swap out for holidays and shit.
I am shocked. I expected it to be tassel.
No, I don't mind the lace, but the tassels just, I don't like it because it adds like a bump and you put a plate down, it's uneven.
Expensive fray.
You're telling me you don't get a little rigid for crown molding?
All right. Brazilian, Portuguese, Spanish, and Irish. Because there's something about that Becky Lynch.
Is it on me now?
It's you, bud.
Very much the same Irish. There's nothing like a mousy little Irish girl voice. So adorable. Italian, of course, all the most attractive women in The Sopranos.
I do not find the fucking Italian accent attractive at all.
When they're angry.
Oh! It fucking grates on me. Like cheese.
Actual Italian? Not like Italian.
Yeah, no, actual Italian. Like, because I feel... I feel like...
Come on, Justin. I want to suck your dick a little bit.
I feel like they talk down to you. I feel like they talk down to you. It's a very condescending accent.
It's not French.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah, French is condescending.
The French ain't on my fucking list, bro. French Canadian difference.
Quebecois.
Yeah,
they're a lot more polite.
Yeah,
they don't even want to be a part of their own country. No, they're not condescending. And Brazilian, there's just something about de voix de juge that's not Dutch. The Dutch tradition is weird, but no, there's that's how Portuguese is spoken, with zhuzhuzhuzh. And I realized all three of mine, I have genetic...
yeah, it's weird, both of you, both of you. It's, yeah. It's kind of creepy.
It's built in. It's part of who we are.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I almost picked Italian for mine, but I like the Spanish a little bit more for the same condescending reason.
You notice none of us went German?
Did Vinny, German did Vinny go?
Not a very
well,
sexy
accent. No, Vinny didn't go yet.
With Justin's list.
What? I like those accents.
I'm surprised you didn't say Russian, you fucking weirdo.
No, I don't like the Russian accent too much.
A nice 6'5 blonde Russian model. I want to break your cock off in my vagina.
You're not scared of me.
Vin, it's your turn, bud.
Okay, I like Japanese.
Yeah.
You know, I plan on owning my own little rice field, and someone's going to commit sabotage for me. That's going to happen.
I want a geisha.
German. I just...
Why?
You know?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you like a beer, yeah? And my clogs and my Wiener Schnitzel outfit, yeah?
Would you like to give me your schnozzle?
You'll ride my pussy, and you will do a good job.
I know. They're blondes too, man. They're part of the Celtic circle.
Schnell! Fuck Schnell!
You're, like, with the Germans too, yeah, there is no happy medium. There's no, like, mid. There's either hot or not.
Yeah.
I say I'll Austrian. Take... You can get away with Austrian, but...
This is a wonderful accent. I'm going to fuck you so hard now. You're going to put it in. You're going to put it in me, and you're going to get off inside me. You're going to inseminate me.
That is so good. And I have a soft spot for España.
I've been with too many Latino people.
A lot of fire there.
Too much.
Yeah.
As attractive as they can make everything sound, and they do. Fuck no.
That's why you don't speak Italian. They're a degree away from Spanish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you guys have a common theme. Mm-hmm. Women be crazy, man.
Chicks be tripping. That's what I hear.
If you could add three more tracks to Cosmic Rewind, what would they be? And this being a Nerdity's question, I'm assuming more of a most of us have more than three. All right, let's start with Vin.
Down to three.
Creed, My Sacrifice.
Oh,
you down my list of all three, or are we going around the horn?
If
that's where you're starting, please get yours out of the way.
Yeah, just get them out of the way, because we're going to all have different numbers.
Kid Rock, Ball with the Ball.
That's not bad.
That's a really good song.
It's pretty bad.
I would ride that coaster, that song, though.
And Hanson Mbop.
Just think about it. You the fucking the power goes out, and you right before you get launched backwards, it's like, my name is Kid! Yell.
I'm not throwing up because of the ride.
And what was the third one, Vin?
Oh, Hanson Mbop.
Okay.
It kind of fits.
Kind of fits.
I know.
Joe?
Beth was on it today. She got Conga, by the way.
Okay.
It's a good one. So, Barracuda.
Okay.
I'm tired of the song, but it's very fitting.
Yeah.
The amazing part of Stairway to Heaven.
The amazing part?
Yeah. The part where the drums come in and, you know, the...
No, you don't get to, you really can't rocking. Pick, you can't
yeah,
pick.
You can.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, you
because
can't.
Because the song is, it's not the full song that plays in the
37
ride.
37-minute long song. Where do you pick?
Yeah.
It's a section of the song that plays in the ride. It's not,
yeah, they all start from the fucking beginning.
No, they don't.
What song doesn't? Shut the fuck up, then.
Give them half a second.
It should only take, like this.
Well, there's six to pick from, right?
Joe, do you see the harassment?
Actually, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It doesn't fully. It's more of a medley, like the opening riff, but then it goes into.
So, but it still opens with the opening of the song, right?
It opens.
Oh my
with
god!
All right.
You could open with the.
No, you don't get to pick. You don't get to pick
right
Stairway,
to
which is unless they're letting you loop on the ride six fucking times in a row to finish the song.
All right. Let There Be Rock by AC/DC.
Fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Okay. I think this is the perfect pace for that ride. Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Fuck yeah.
That would just up the ante on that bitch so much. Runaway by Del Shannon.
Okay.
I like
Love it. Me that song. Right Place, Wrong Time by Dr. John. I don't know if you know that one, but look it up. It's a fucking great
I know him. I don't think I've ever heard that song, though.
I don't know if I could play it right now. I own it. I bought it on iTunes, but I don't know if I could drop it in here. If you're so inclined, check it out. Fucking great song. Sailing by Christopher Cross. Doesn't make sense, but I think it would fit well in that whole scenario. It's just an odd, floaty song that I want to see if it works. And my last one, Can You Picture That by The Electric Mayhem.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That one, yeah.
It's so on brand.
All right. Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Sadly, that does work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Black Betty by Ram Jam.
Beautifully. Okay. Beautifully, that does work.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to think from the launch.
Heat of the Moment, Asia.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That one kind of fits into the Everyone Wants to Rule the World. It sets a different tempo, yeah. But...
It's a good riff to start.
It's good.
Yeah.
Shadow of the Night by Pat Benatar.
Why can't I pick that one?
Yeah. This is the Shadow of the Night.
That's not that song. Nope.
That's Rhythm of the Night.
Yeah.
That's Rhythm of the Night, yeah. I Want to Break Free by Queen.
That might be my favorite moment of this whole show.
Ooh.
Come Out and Play from The Offspring.
I like that.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wait. You're picking more than three? I have one, too. Lizzo, Truth Hurts.
Sure. And last but not least, Any Way You Want It from Journey.
That's a good one.
Also from Queen, Tie Your Mother Down.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a very good one.
That's pretty beast. Oh, you know what? Stone Cold Crazy.
Ooh, yeah. That from that launch with that, yeah.
Mr. Kyle.
Disney, listen to us. Add these songs.
A steep drop one, a loopy one, and one that does a corkscrew.
Nice.
Before we get into the you piece of shit section, I'm going to bring to light the reason Kyle's being such a cock.
Alright, anyway, so my stipulation for mine was that they had to have been released before 88, so that way they could have actually been on the tape. So Band on the Run by Wings.
I like it.
Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. Oh,
I'm so fucking tired of that song.
And Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
I like that one.
The tone on that one will be really cool.
He has
especially
this
when you're like doing the when you're doing the panning. Oh yeah.
I feel like you're limiting yourself by only having it on the tapes.
Yeah, because he has the Zune at that point.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
it's good. I'm not going back. Sorry.
All right. What are four games that defined your childhood?
Five.
That's fine. Five. However, whatever. But games that defined your childhood. Kyle, why don't you go first?
Well, I think in honor of the people that are on this show, I have to start with Spud.
Yeah, it's on my list.
I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
To go along with Spud, I would say Freeze Tag was a huge one. Guess Who was probably my favorite game when I was a kid. Like, in terms of board games. And then, I will remove the rest of my lists, and just say Rummy 500.
I had that too.
Because even more than Goatfish, that was like, as I got older, a thing that I played with Grandma and Grandpa. But so those are like my first four, and then like my alternates would be like just hide and seek, just regular hide and seek, Chinese checkers, and Harry Potter Clue.
Because your sister's a fucking cheat.
Oh my god, I can't believe you remember that. That's exactly why it's on the fucking list.
Yep.
Because that was the first game that Crystal was ever like consistently. Every time
she cheated.
She would win. Yeah. Every time.
Maybe she's good at Clue.
No. She absolutely cheated. It wasn't...
I wouldn't picture her as a cheater.
That's exactly why.
Either until we started playing that.
That's how she got away with it for so long.
You should have taught James. James is too obvious. He's
the worst fucking cheater.
Yeah. You gotta pick your battles.
Joseph.
So I have Rummy because my grandmother and I used to play that all the time. Manhunt. That was very big, especially with the cable box. Was
the lost generation whose parents didn't watch them at night? Yeah.
Yep. I had to go with Super Mario World because I played the fuck out of that game. And then this one, the Simpsons arcade game. Every time we go to Wildwood... And we'd go out to breakfast at a place right across from the hotel we'd stay at, had the Simpsons arcade game right in front of it when you're waiting to be seated, and I play it every year.
Our hotel had it in the arcade downstairs.
That's awesome. One of the best arcade games.
Nope, can't hear you.
Seacourt used to have it.
Yeah.
Lobby. That's where I used to play it every time.
Yeah. Michael.
Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog. I would not pay attention to anything that's happening in school in sixth grade, just thinking about going home to play Sonic the Hedgehog. Part of my downfall has always been video games. Air hockey. My dad got us a little air hockey table, and it lasted somewhere into my 30s in my old bedroom at his house. Yoshi Cookie. I would play that with my mom almost every night after dinner for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it was one of the few games where we were pretty head-to-head. You never knew who was going to win. Skee-ball. Any kid living on the Jersey Shore has some love for skee-ball. War. I win it like 50% of the time. Pretty good. And as I was drawing earlier, I sat there and listened to the underwater level from Donkey Kong Country play on loop for about an hour.
Oh my god.
Fucking loved that game. Specifically loved that level. Dude, that should be played in spas everywhere.
You're riding the Marlin?
Ben.
Spit. Remember that card game?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do you guys one hand or two handers?
One hand, dude.
Well, sometimes if I'm really excited, I could use two hands, but like most of the time, it's one.
Just making sure.
It's like a hand and two fingers. Don't lie.
I have to really push down on the pubis.
Pictionary. Pictionary's big.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Any guy you want to be? Is that on your list too?
It is one of my backups, yeah.
What is that?
So, we've
mentioned it before.
Remember how we couldn't play like just normal superheroes with John because he was Power Man? We had to start getting super creative. So instead of calling it superheroes, we were any guy you want to be. So that, like, if we ever really wanted to piss him off, we were just like, we're God.
we would have to play chess before we could actually play the game.
Yes.
a lot of delegation happened before we actually played. Justin, you have to go home now. We just picked our guys.
Yeah. We spent the last 2 hours fucking arguing with John.
You were in a UN meeting the entire play time.
We were at a summit, yeah. I was 3, 4th. Yeah, I would say Sonic 2. We played shit ton of Sonic back in the day.
Very formative.
Spud and Manhunt were previously mentioned. I will throw Gunstar Heroes in there.
You guys played it more than me. I was shunned.
You weren't shunned. Your brother just got to the controller quicker.
No, you suck. We're winning. You're gonna ruin the game. That's what I got.
From your brother.
Well, you didn't back me up, and you were just kind of like shunned up.
No, because I was
like, well, you do something.
Well, how can I be good if I never fucking play?
Shut him up when he starts lying.
Yeah.
Dodgeball. Love dodgeball.
I'm pretty damn good at dodgeball.
Big fucking dodgeball fan. And Graveyard.
Oh my god, I fucking loved Graveyard.
Graveyard was the fucking shit.
What's
that? You need a group of people for sure. And one person is it or the gravekeeper. And the rest of you are dead bodies. You're laying flat, motionless. And the graveskeeper would try to get you to fucking move and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
That was the deal? It was kind of like Duck Duck Goose, but you were fucking laying down.
Yeah, and you had your eyes closed.
Yeah. Then you had to try to catch the motherfucker before he got back to your grave. It's good times.
Couldn't you play Duck Goose?
No.
You could have.
No, but we didn't. Like, I didn't fucking make up the game, Mike. This was just something that was introduced to us as children, and we played it, and we loved it.
Much like Tormenting Vinny, no one was like, hey, can we not be morbid right now? Nobody raised their hand and was like, something else?
No, it's kids who don't like fucking creepy skeletons.
I have two additional ones that just came to mind because you brought that up, Justin. Do you remember Collins School where you have to? Where we went up on the hill and we were trying to kick the ball over the field goal post from the hill?
Yes.
That game and whatever that game we used to play in gym class with Mrs. Griffin where you had the weird felty balls.
It was like dodgeball.
It was like dodgeball, but it had a name. I don't remember the name of that, but I always remember what we
saw
this little
move out of the way ball.
No. So you had to like run from one side to another, right? And you had to like miss the you couldn't get fucking hit.
And you could shoot it in the basket.
And free everybody who got fucking murked.
It was one name.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Fuck that game. Whatever that game was.
Was it Mercy? It wasn't Mercy, right?
No.
It wasn't Mercy.
Was it Dungeon?
Dungeon.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
Because if you got hit, you had to go into the dungeon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if someone, whatever the fuck, they could get you all out. Yes, that was it.
I also just thought of another one. Running bases.
Running bases. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Bit of a family game.
Yeah. I'm surprised, Justin, that, well, I guess it doesn't count as a game from your childhood. Frisball.
Yeah, frisball is not. I mean, I was much older. Frisball is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wiffle ball with a little plastic ping pong ball. And a frisbee as a bat.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was a fun time. But you self-pitched. It's pretty much just a game of fielding.
But yeah.
Fucking great. Alright, before we get into the you piece of shit, Kyle is a piece of shit, and he's just bitter for two fucking reasons. One being, in our group D&D chat...
Yeah.
He's all mad because as the Dungeon Master, I have kept secret something that is going to happen in the next game, which I have to. You don't get to know ahead of time. That ruins the fun and mystique of the game.
I completely understand that. But you guys got to know at this point what one of my biggest pet peeves in life is.
Yes, but I and Mike can back me. He read the whole exchange. It's just relax and things are going to play out, man.
No. I'm not concerned about how you're doing it.
You should be.
Okay. My concern is what one of my biggest pet peeves in life is feeling like we are just wasting time.
Not wasting time.
So if we're sitting there and we're waiting for people to, like, figure their shit out, then wasting time.
You gotta help your friend in need. You don't know...
friend in need is a pest.
You don't know what's gonna happen, how it's going to shake out. You're prepared, so that's the Boy Scout
image. I'm actually not fully prepared yet. I have to rewrite my spell book again.
That makes two of us.
Actually, fun fact, since you called me out on this, I actually texted Justin yesterday to let him know that, you know how they have the page where you can write down all your spells? I cut and pasted that so that I could actually hold the spells the right amount that I needed, because I realized the way I'm going to level up, I'm never going to get beyond spell level 6, and it goes up to 9. So I cut and pasted out levels 7, 8, and 9 so that I had more space, because my character constantly, like, has all my spells are always memorized. It's just which ones do I have prepared for that particular long rest. So...
And
I cut it so that I could fit more of my spells on that one page.
And
that's the level of prep I'm doing for this shit.
Obsession.
Yes, it's obsession.
Well, you're not wrong.
No. And I think it was enhanced a little when the games question for this week came up. And Kyle was like, well, can we do board games? Because we've already done video games. And my response was, I'm pretty sure it doesn't say video games.
Right.
So, like, board games, like, childhood games, whatever you want.
It also didn't say roller coaster tracks.
No.
But that's the way I went.
Yeah. So,
not in literal.
So he took that and ran with it, because he was agitated.
It also didn't say linguistic accents.
As of Sunday, when you were texting the group, I turn to Mike and I go, he's going to be really upset to know that I still don't know how I'm fucking doing this yet.
I wasn't going to say that. I was actually contemplating saying that if you said the wrong thing, but I was going to keep that quiet.
Well, I will let it be known that if Justice still does not come up with a way, I had previously, before we did our extra thing, previously figured out a way to get Vinny and Mike leveled up with only me and Kelly sacrificing our XP.
Now, to be fair, I didn't say that I had nothing planned. I said, I'm just not sure which way I'm going to go yet.
You said you don't know how you're going to do it, which can be read multiple ways.
It's fair. But there are plans. It's just how I'm feeling on the day.
Yeah.
Now, let's finish our favorite show with adding "you piece of shit" to the end of the dialogue from three of your favorite cartoon shows.
Gotta change that wording, if I may, to anywhere in it, because you know I don't always follow to that.
That's fine. We've been doing it long enough. As long as "you piece of shit" is added to a line of dialogue,
yeah.
Knock yourselves out, you know. Let's see. I'll start. Roses are red, violets are blue. That's what they say, but it just isn't true. Roses are red and apples are too. But violets are violet, violets aren't blue. An orange is orange, but Greenland's not green. A pinky's not pink, so what does it mean? To call something blue when it's not, we defile it. But what the heck, it's hard to rhyme violet. You piece of shit.
What is Tiny Toons?
You're close.
Animaniacs?
Very good, Joe.
Yeah.
Vin.
Meg?
Yes.
Want to watch my chest hair move in slow motion, you piece of shit?
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're good.
Joe.
Alright, I'm going to have to do the dialogue and the what happens on the screen. I'm so scared, I wish I had a ham sandwich to calm my nerves. Ham sandwich, it appears. Well, what do you know? A ham sandwich. Wouldn't you know? It needs some mustard. Mustard appears. This has got to be in my imagination, otherwise I'd be scared stiff. Now, if my imagination can, like, cut it in half, you piece of shit...
No one's getting this.
Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Doobie doo. When are you?
Yeah, okay.
That should have been obvious. Soinks.
Kyle.
28 hours, 51 minutes, and 14 seconds until you die, you piece of shit.
No, this one.
I don't believe you do. I believe he does.
1,000% I do.
I believe he does. This is probably the easiest one to get out of my three. Score the points, then.
What do you got?
Dexter's, or not, sorry. Hey Arnold.
Yep, Hey Arnold.
Mike?
Work smarter, you piece of shit. Not harder.
DuckTales.
Woo!
I'm no fan of global warming, but this big chill is ridiculous, you piece of shit.
Did your powers just combine?
They did.
Okay. Captain.
Planet?
Turn into a fucking tree.
Vin.
You fool. Mothers do not get sick. They take care of the sickly, you piece of shit. I would do the accent, but that would give it away.
Is that Coraline?
It better not be. It's a fucking... It's supposed to be a Saturday morning cartoon.
Did you put Saturday morning in there?
Did I? I think I just put cartoon, didn't I?
Yeah, you put cartoon.
You put cartoon shows.
Cartoon... Yeah, I did put cartoon shows.
All right. We are sticklers. But I have no clue.
What do you got, Vin?
Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, the accent would have definitely given away.
Well, it was Vin doing it, so.
Joe.
Babes, what's wrong? My mom's a real trip. She's hosting a trendy combination seance and tacky wear party. Calling all spirits, fantastic. Come to my tacky wear party of plastic, you piece of shit.
I know this one.
You do.
Is this Beetlejuice?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That was a shot in the dark.
Kyle.
What color's the sky on your planet, you piece of shit? It's recess.
Oh. See, I just missed recess, I think, age-wise, for it to impact me the way it did, Kyle.
Yeah, not in my sphere at all. I'll let her go down the hole, you piece of shit.
Tiny tunes. After 7 seasons, we pretty much said everything you can say in this spot, you piece of shit.
Futurama?
Nope.
Really? That seems like an opening sequence.
It is an opening. It is an opening sequence.
Tiny Toons.
It is not.
Say it one more time.
After 7 seasons, we pretty much said everything you can say in this spot. You piece of shit.
Animaniacs didn't do that, did they?
Nope.
It would be something they would do, but 7 seasons. An opening. That is definitely...
You will be shocked to know what show it is when I say it, too, that it lasted that fucking long.
Darkwing Duck.
Nope.
The PJs.
Are we folding?
Yes.
Garfield and Friends.
Garfield and Friends went 7 seasons?
Seven fucking seasons.
I'm not shocked. That felt like it was on a long time. Not even like, oh, it was on forever. I remember that being on for quite some time.
Zach and I are almost done with season 3.
It's back to Joe, right?
It is to Joe. No, Vin. Vin goes off. Okay. Yeah. Last one, Vin.
Sometimes, to make a friend, you gotta be a friend, you piece of shit.
I want to say Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
No.
No?
I think you didn't say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm totally blank on this one.
Cow and Chicken? Ed and Eddie?
Nope.
Ren and Stimpy?
Closer on the network, yeah.
Doug?
Nope.
Rugrats?
Uncle Smuggler? Rugrats.
Now it is Joe's turn.
That was great. Can we do it again? Do not open until doomsday. It was just an idea, you piece of shit.
Joe's doing whole scenes.
Yeah.
Invader Zim?
Ghostbusters?
Damn right.
Gave it away right there, huh?
Kyle?
You said get lunch, and I got lunch. Chow down, you piece of shit.
Nicktoon?
No.
No.
Outer Puff Girls?
No, you're closer. Network.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie?
No.
I Am Weasel.
Cow and Chicken.
Teen Titans.
Ah.
Back to moi, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I'm handing them out tonight. I'm just going easy peasy. Hello, you piece of shitness.
And maniac. All right, that's the show.
Mm-hmm. All right. As always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities, follow us on Twitter @Nerdities, email us at nerdities@gmail.com, and check out nerdities.com.
While you're there, fuck you. And fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you. Go to tpublic.com, search Nerdities, shirts are on sale, you still won't buy them, you cheap fucks. And then head over to sinfulcreationsbyjustin.com. Also, peruse the menu, but don't buy anything. That's what most of you do. Instead, you'll pay double for Crumble, because those cookies are fucking great.
I had a good one today.
Shut the fuck up.
Check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/nerdities. Just beat the fuck out of that subscribe button until that bell starts ringing when you get notified when new content is coming. Because a fuck ton of new content is coming. Like Nerd Eaties, our cooking show that we just wrapped, that is currently in post-production, which includes a May the 4th special.
Little side note here. Mm-hmm. Quite possibly, one of the greatest desserts known to man was created on Nerd Eaties.
Got a high watermark.
Yeah.
That
it's better than crumble cookies?
It's better than anything you put in your mouth.
I don't know about that.
I actually got my feet in my mouth.
you need to package this dessert and sell it. We also have the final installment of the Joe Trilogy, some shorts, we have a Halloween special, we have a Christmas special, and there's a feature film in the works. You want to give us a budget for this stuff, because we need money to do the things we like to do so we could do it for you. Write to us at nerdities@gmail.com. We'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and or product, and I need more beer.
I had one.
This is number 2.
The opinions of the Nerdies crew, radiotic and poison up in a way next week to be far more insulting, and then as we say, fuck bye.
Fuck you.
Right. Un momento.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.